Well, I most certainly owe the favour of a reply to the professor. It's all very well, of course, to say that everything's more complex than that. That could be said of any documentary, any book, any statement, and any article, and indeed any argument. It's part of the job of intellectuals to say whether things are more complex. It's also their job to employ the razor of Occam, as you know, and not to multiply unnecessary assumptions, and sometimes to say that things can be simplified and clarified. It's interesting, anyway, after, what, 2.5 decades of listening to people go on about the unbelievable, plain, beautiful simplicity of Mother Teresa, and to take that as if it had face value as a claim, and to examine it, to then be told, oh, you don't realize how complicated she was. Well, now they tell me. Because, you see, you know, some people have said to me, well, there's a whole school of apologetics that's grown up around this nun. They say, ah, yes, she did do that with the Duvaliers, and it doesn't look pretty. They don't like to admit it. And incidentally, no factual assertion made in my book has ever been challenged. They don't like to admit it, but then they say what she never said. They said, well, she was so simple and innocent that she didn't know what the Duvaliers were like. Same with Keating, same with Enver Hoxha in Albania. She's flying all around the world going, you can't go by accident to these places and find these palaces and meet these people and so on. I don't think. But somehow she kept blundering in there. And in there... And what do you know? She was never accidentally photographed with anyone at all nice. It was always someone who had the crudest possible motive, very often one that I'm sorry to say she was sharing that day. So I fear, yes, my view is she did have a certain slyness and complexity to her, a certain, shall we say, cunning, because the simplicity defense is one that I think has worn a bit thin. Now, it's obviously not my business to say how this does or does not implicate Catholicism. If the Catholic Church says that she's their model citizen, then I think surely that does mean that the Church is involved in her deeds and her stance. Can't have it both ways. If they canonize her, along with Queen Isabella of Spain, loads of luck. A judgment is invited by that. Vatican II, you asked me to consider. Now, as I happen to know, when the Second Vatican Council was convened by Pope John XXIII, it was convened in all Catholic congregations. And in the subcontinent, where there are many Catholics of India, it met in Bombay. It's called the Bombay Seminar. Mother Teresa attended. She astounded all present and shocked very many by saying that the whole enterprise of Vatican II was evil and wrong, that there was no need for any doctrinal reconsideration of any kind, that all that was required was more faith and more work, an attachment to dogma. Enough with this. She was dead against Vatican II. She belongs to that school and strain of the church that hated Pope John Paul XXIII.